To start the show, Lansing Township's Eastwood development continues to grow. Township officials recently gave the green light to Lansing developer Mike Ide to build a $10 million Fairfield Inn and Suites near US 127 and Lake Lansing Road. It's slated to open in 2015. The Fairfield would follow the scheduled opening of a nearby Hyatt Place Hotel. That would make five hotels in the vicinity of Eastwood. Yesterday, I spoke with Lansing Township Planning Director Stephen Hayward about all the activity. I first asked him whether hotel growth in the Eastwood area is the result of a particular situation in Lansing. There, city government has pledged not to help underwrite additional downtown hotel expansion, what many regard as a sweetheart deal for downtown's Radisson Hotel. Hayward, who is a former city official, feels that the two are not that related.
You know, I don't think it is. I think the interest is that hotel guests that come into the region have a variety of locations to choose from, and I think that's why the Convention and Visitors Bureau has been focusing on this 500 hotel rooms at an interchange philosophy for the last couple of years. And I certainly believe that there's a market for downtown Lansing, and I believe that if the issue of subsidy where the city of Lansing can't participate, certainly unfortunate. However, it doesn't preclude a hotel from being developed in downtown. It just precludes the participation by the city of Lansing in that hotel.
So there's nothing stopping a developer from building a hotel, but the current arrangement doesn't allow enough city investment to incentivize that.
Correct. If we're talking about the city of Lansing's need for a second hotel to support their efforts, the only preclusion is the city can't participate through incentives. That doesn't keep a developer from going in and borrowing the money and investing in it themselves. However, developers are going to base their decisions on where they can, you know, reliably make their return on investment. And that's one of the efforts that they're going to have to overcome in that market. I truly believe that downtown Lansing and downtown East Lansing can support second hotels. I really do. But getting the developers to invest solely in that is going to be difficult for them.
So you have no concerns about the area of Lake Lansing and 127 profitably sustaining around a total of 500 hotel rooms?
Well, you know, the best answer to that is the banks don't. You know, the people that are lending the money to the developers for these hotels are pretty sophisticated. And since the downturn in 2007, 2008 in the hotel industry, the lending for these hotels have become much more stringent and require approximately 40% equity by the developer. So for the developers to come in and invest in the for the market studies and the appraisals to come in and support of a loan from these banks, that's really the kind of the proof's in the pudding. It's not, you know, the township's role to advise people if it's a good use of their funds to develop the property. It's more up to them and their own making business decisions as to is this a good location for them to invest money in hotels.
Has the township encountered any resistance to the Fairfield development?
No, we through the Planning Commission process and the Township Board, you know, there's been no opposition or no comments received from residents or businesses. And keep in mind, this is a 100% private deal. You know, this isn't subsidized, or the township through the DDA is not initiating any investment or giving any type of a tax break for this facility. So this will be a market rate deal. The developer is going out and borrowing the money and developing it on land that's already under private control.
The Fairfield project is being privately financed, as you say, but the Heights project nearby was underwritten with $22 million in township bonds, which created quite a stir at the time. How has the township's balance sheet been impacted by the public money that was invested in the Heights project? Can you update that for us?
Sure. The positive thing about when the township went out and borrowed these funds is that they made sure that they had significant reserves to kind of weather the development storm. You know, there's capitalized interest on the bond, so there wasn't a bond payment due immediately. And now that bond payments are due, we have revenue coming into the property, as well as the reserves that we can draw against. Now, drawing against revenues is not a sustainable solution. So we're in full development mode now of signing tenants. What's exciting about the Fairfield coming on board is it points to, you know, you have the Hyatt Place, which is a $15 million hotel that's privately funded and being developed as part of the Heights. You have the Vista at the Heights, which is the apartments that DTN's doing, and that's a $12 to $14 million project that's being privately funded. And then you have this Fairfield, which is $10 million. So what we're able to go to is future tenants and say, look at the, you know, nearly $40 million in private investment and those, the buying power of those people, you know, nearly 250 hotel guests, nearly 250 residents of luxury apartments that will be on site to spend their money. That's impactful. That's actually helping us pick up leasing momentum of our project.
Is Eastwood and that area generally accessible by public transportation?
Yeah, it's actually, CATA approached us this last year to do, I can't recall the route number, but it's the places you can go on route, you know, XYZ, and it's kind of a Dr. Seuss takeoff. But they did a year-long campaign of trying to educate the students at Michigan State that you can get to Eastwood and other areas along the route, Meijer and Kroger and those destinations, by not driving your car. So if you're at Michigan State University, you can get to Eastwood because it has a direct route. Same thing with a direct route from the transportation center in downtown Lansing. So there's three public transit routes, the third being one that comes from Chandler Crossing areas that go directly to Eastwood. So Eastwood, compared to the Meridian Mall and the Lansing Mall, has more public transit routes than the other locations.
So you would disagree with a critic who might say that Eastwood is too reliant on people who have to drive to it?
Yeah, I definitely would. I think there's only one retail shopping district in this region that, you know, feels really connected to the rooftops around it. More so than Eastwood. Eastwood's got a great neighborhood to the south with the Grosbeck neighborhood. And we just installed the sidewalks in partnership with East Lansing across 127. So now there's a non-motorized link in that direction over to the residents that are off of Coolidge and over behind the Meijer there off of Marfitt. But, you know, Michigan Avenue and Grand River Avenue, the hub of Frandor, is better situated for being connected for non-motorized. I'll give them that. That's a great location. I've always been a fan of that location. I think that the Red Cedar development that's being proposed down there is fantastic. It takes advantage of that. Do I think they're in competition with one another? No. I think they're totally separate communities in this region. And I think, you know, even though they're only separated by a mile, I think they both have an attribute that benefits the region.
And what do you say to critics who maintain that we really need a more regionalized, a more vigorous regional approach to planning, that this all of this development being planned for Lansing Township is really well and good, but it doesn't take into consideration the larger area?
Well, I think that I would say that there's something about Eastwood that makes people feel uncomfortable. And I can't put my finger on it. I've been involved in regional planning and actually did the regional growth study for this community, all 78 units of government, a decade ago. And I still can't put my finger on the issue because a hotel will open in Delta Township, and there's one opening probably next week with the Hampton Inn, brand new hotel north of Horrocks. Nice walkable location to Horrocks, and, you know, that's predominantly it. And those hotels can be built in this region, just like the Holiday Inn Express was built 4 years ago over on West Street, West Road, and nobody makes a comment. And a building is developed at Eastwood, and the criticism is this should be more regional approach. It strikes me that people unfairly judge Eastwood, that when something develops there, it's a negative. And I can't understand that. You know, most communities would embrace the fact that a shopping center with upscale attributes was developed, and it's going on its 11th year anniversary tomorrow, or actually Thursday on the 12th will be its 11th year anniversary. It's 97% full. And they're going to announce two tenants by the end of the year, and they should be 99% full. Number one theater in the state, just expanded. Number one Sam's Club in the state. Number one Max and Irma in the nation. Those kind of attributes, most people would be proud of it and use it to point to and say, look, retail can succeed and thrive. Restaurants can succeed and thrive. Hotels can thrive in this region. It doesn't have to be at Eastwood. I would say, you know, the regional approach is needed from other parties to take advantage of what Eastwood says about this community and use it to develop the Red Cedar, develop stabilize Frandor, fill the Lansing Mall, fill the Meridian Mall. It's not unique to Eastwood, but for some reason, Eastwood has struck a chord that it's maybe it's the accessibility in the region. But if you have a good product and a good tenant, I think this region can support it.
Stephen Hayward is the Director of Planning and Development for Lansing Township. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Mark.